Hey guys, this is JP, and what you're about to hear is just a quick segment from my recent chat with Than Merrill. I was interviewing him about his newly released Wholesaling University, which by now you probably know already is kind of a curriculum-style online training center for ongoing continuing education for folks who dwell in the flipping arena. In this roughly five-minute segment ahead, Than basically offered a really keen little tip, kind of a guerrilla reverse prospecting tactic, really, that he's been using to really sell some of his houses quickly to retail buyers, which is, of course, intriguing in this market. I'm calling this his Experian Zip Hustle. I made that up, but you'll see what I mean when you hear it. And you'll notice from my reaction, this is something I'd never heard of before. And even though it's really simple, I could see right away how very effective this could be, and apparently is, in just zeroing right in on pre-qualified retail buyers right now in this arena. Now, I should say this entire interview was about an hour long, so if you'd like to check out the whole thing, you'll see a link here for it right here in this blog post, and I think you'll find a few more handy items in there as well, so be sure and check that out if you haven't. Also, if you're considering Than's Wholesaling University and how it might be a fit for your educational needs, I just want to point out a special bonus I'm offering for a limited time. It's a series of kind of underground training sessions I did called the Not a Guru Series. I interviewed six people in depth about their businesses inside out. None of these people were gurus. And if you want to explore that, you'll find a link for that on the page here as well. So just check that out if you're looking into Than's Wholesaling University before you make a buying decision. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy this tip, and let's get to it.
One thing that we've done is really, in the past 2 years, focused more of our efforts on finding buyers. I mean, and I'll give out some great, I'll give you some examples, some things that we're doing that a lot of people have probably never heard of, may not be doing themselves. I'll give you a killer strategy to find buyers. We go after, for retail buyers, because there's really two types of buyers that can buy your wholesale deals. You sell it to an investor. Majority of the time I do, because a lot of the properties need work, so you're not going to sell that property to a retail buyer. But to find retail buyers, one of the best lists that we use a 720 credit score list or better. This is bought through Experian, Equifax, TransUnion, or credit agencies, and they sell this data to investors. And so what I do is when I have homes in a certain area that I put under contract, I immediately get a list for that particular zip code of retail. These are potential retail buyers. What they are is they're renting right now. They have a 720 credit score or better. They're between the ideal buying age of 23 and 45. They make a certain income. So what I will do is I'll look at the value of the home, and I'll run the numbers, and I'll basically say, okay, on this particular home, the individual would need to make at least $60,000 or more to buy this individual home. So I can even run my data by income and open trade lines. I can even narrow down to a couple open trade lines. So I can narrow down my prospect, and what I'll do is I'll hit them with really effective direct mail campaigns to get them to call me. And a lot of those homes will end up moving to those lists retail, and that's a very effective strategy.
All right, let me make sure I got this. I want to make sure I understand. You're saying, I've never heard this before. You're saying that you get a lead in a particular area, okay, and then you might take that house, and based on some circumference around, you know, is it in the zip code, or is it like a certain number of miles out in a radius, or what?
What I do is I'll do a zip code search, and I'll run a count. And what I can do is I can run a count, and what a count means is the data company will tell me exactly how many people fit that profile. Sometimes the zip codes are huge, sometimes they're very small. Okay. So I try to get a count, and then I have an idea of what I want to target in on.
A count like a raw number, like, you know, 2,300 or something, in other words. And that would be Experian saying, hey, we got 2,300 people who have a 720 or better credit score, and they're between the ages of 23 and 30 and 45, and then based on that, you might narrow it further if the number's too big, but you're narrowing it down, coming up with a number that you feel like is a reasonable number for you to mail to, and then you're sending a real targeted direct mail piece to that person about that specific house, right?
Yep.
And you're
exactly
getting,
right.
Give me specific, what kind of results would you expect? Like, how many letters or direct mail pieces would you expect to send out typically in that scenario, and what kind of response have you gotten?
We're very good at direct mail, and some people, if you've never done direct mail, I don't want you to be shocked by this, because national companies that do direct mail try to beat a 1% standard, and that's like millions of pieces that they send out on a regular basis for large insurance companies, things like that. We're at a little less than 2%, about 1.8% response rate from our marketing pieces, and the reason we get a pretty good response rate is we'll include a direct response marketing message with the piece. And what I mean by that is we're looking to sell the home. So we feature the home, but we also feature pretty targeted free reports that we give away. And what we do is we're very clear. What sells homes, it's funny. What sells homes is price, number one, and then marketing, number two. And so on our marketing pieces, we always indicate that this property is being sold under market value. That's what gets people to respond, is because everybody wants a deal. And so I might put that contract at 60 cents on the dollar, even 65 cents on the dollar, and be looking to sell it at 85 cents on the dollar to a retail buyer. And that's what gets people to respond. But also, we always give a general benefit, like a free report. And just think about it. If you're listening in on this teleseminar right now, you know, think of how many times you responded to something to get something for free. You put your name and email in a box to get JP's REI tips, and we do the same thing with our marketing for properties. And so that's a really killer tip that we use. That's for retail buyers. One of the best things, though, that we do for wholesale buyers, I'll tell you two killer strategies, real quick, two awesome strategies that I think many of your members may not be familiar with.
Hey, not so fast. The truth is, what Dan's about to share is going to be another tip that I'm going to put out here real soon. So just hold on to your horses. And in the meantime, if you actually want to go ahead and catch the entire conversation, feel free. Just follow the link you see on the page here. And also be sure, before you leave, to check out my special bonus offer for Than's Wholesaling University in case it's a good fit for you also. Okay, so thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the tip. We'll catch you on the next one.